There's an analogy out there about being on the bus or being on the right seat of the bus, something like that. And something that's really important to know who you are and then to sit in the right seat. My father-in-law, rest in peace, Dr. Dennis Baker, my dear dad Baker, he gave me a book a long time ago called Let Your Life Speak by David something or the other. Benner, I think. Really awesome book. I've realized that the best seat for me is the pastoral, creative, visionary, entrepreneurial seat. And when I'm not in those environments, then a lot of just yucky stuff tends to happen. Dissatisfaction and all kinds of stuff. And so I wonder if you've had ever a chance, if you ever had the chance to think about who you are. Now, part of knowing who you are is experiencing failure and pain, being rejected, doing something that you wanted to do, but then it's not you, not succeeding, not getting the positive feedback. And sometimes you have to push through that, other times you have to learn from it. I think that when we're younger, we're climbing the ladder, climbing the mountain, and so we're still learning who we are. The book says, let your life speak, but you don't have a lot of life yet. Our daughters who are in their 20s, our son, they're all just discovering who they are. They have some ideas, but they're still learning to fail and get back up and move from this to that and let your life and also let life speak. Another thing that has helped me, I heard this from a leadership coach. He said, what you love plus what you're good at equals basically a paycheck or success or happiness. What you love or what you're passionate about plus what you're good at. So I love music and I'm good at it, so paychecks come my way. I love, rock climbing. But I'm not really good at it, and so there is no, that's more of a hobby. There's a bunch of hobbies out there, and some people, maybe they're not as passion-driven, they're more just committed to something or obedient, as my friend Robbie says, shout out to Robbie. So not everyone is looking for joy or for a fit. I think it depends on your personality type, but if you are more of a creative type, then you understand. Today I met a parent who, she came in and her daughter was doing a audition for us. And you could just tell right away that she was a creative type. And so I was just saying goodbye. I'd never met her before. And maybe I've seen her just in the school. And then she said, hey, anything I can help you with? And I said, oh, really? And so I said, oh, sure. And I just said, yeah, we'll talk. And then I texted her later. She said again, what can I help you with? And I said, well, I'm sure you could take over the whole thing. And all that. So it was just funny just to see someone for who they are in just 5 seconds. A leader, creative, she's definitely an extrovert. And from what I've seen, I asked someone, she volunteers in her, I think it's her daughter's classroom in art. And so the point is that you don't have to think too hard about who you are. Now, obviously for her, in her case, she's maybe in her 30s, 40s. So she knows, but it's not that she told me, it's just I could see. So maybe one thing to do is ask other people, who do you think I am? Who do you think I am? Who do you think you are? Ask them, hey, who do you think I am? And people might tell you exactly who you think you are, or maybe something different. Listen to them. It's good to listen to people. Even if they don't know you, maybe even better if they don't know you. Sometimes it's good to ask people that know you, that love you, your family and friends, but random people, pick up those things. I get a lot of stuff from random people about my singing and voice and music and all that. And so that must be a thing. I also get a lot of stuff about discipleship and coaching and teaching and kind of a wisdom and confident, not a therapist, but kind of a guide. And so that's something I do, a lot of pastoring and teaching the Bible. And so you want to listen for those things. It's not all about what people say. you always have negative people. I've had negative people in my life with music, but I would say it's a 90-10 kind of ratio, 80-20 maybe at the most. In other areas, it might be more. It might be backwards. It might be upside down. So it's good to ask yourself, from all the interests that you have and the hobbies that you might have, which are passion plus skill. And then build around that. Now, you're not going to have a job per se that says, hey, this is a passion plus skill job. You might. These days, you could do something online or on your own time or after work or if you have a rich husband or a rich uncle. But I would say for most of us, we're trying to find that combination of who we are. I was talking to my team, my vocal team, and they're young students in college. And I was asking one of the girls who's getting married about her future. And she said, you know, I just want to be a mom. I'm studying music. I love the piano. But really, I just want to be married and spend a few years with my husband and then have kids. So I don't know if is that her passion plus skill equals success or happiness. I'm not sure how that applies, because that might be more of a, I don't know, of a calling or of a, maybe just a desire. Bottom line, when I was a young man, I'm talking when I was maybe 10, 11, 12, I loved music. I loved church. I've always loved church. And it wasn't until I was maybe 18, 19 already in college that I began to put two and two together. Like, man, this whole church thing and being a pastor really is me. And then, of course, people affirmed that. I went to seminary, all these things. And I've failed at times as a pastor and as a worship leader, you could say. And so sometimes you'll fail. You'll go through difficulties, but it doesn't take away your passion and your skill and your calling. Maybe we could call that calling. So there's a lot of interesting things when it comes to who you are. Now, what do you do when you're in a situation when you're not in your fit? Let's say it's an 80-20, an upside down, though. 20% is what you love, or maybe less, and 90% it's not. That's a tough place to be. My father-in-law, again, Dr. Dennis Baker, he would say you want an 80-20 fit. If it's meaning 80% of what you love, if it gets to be 70, 60, 50 of what you love and 50 of what you don't, then it's time to go. And I agree. It's when I was a senior pastor, there were things that I didn't like, board meetings and mostly that. But everything else I loved about it. I love the opportunity to lead, to guide, to preach, to serve. I probably didn't like also being like a care pastor, hospital visits and that kind of thing. So you could say 20% of my job I didn't like, but 80% I loved it. In worship, the same. I would say maybe even more, 80, 90, 10. And so you sometimes, when you're not in your gift mix, as they call it, if you're upside down, then yeah, you're going to struggle and the organization is going to struggle and you're going to feel the pressure and you're going to eventually have to move on or they'll let you go. I was talking to some friends a few months ago and they were talking about a previous staff member and they said, yeah, we had to let him go after like 7 years because of the same thing. It was an upside down thing. And in our family, we've had, of course, our girls as well, David, as well as my wife, Rochelle, who've been in situations where they haven't succeeded. But I would say, thinking of Rochelle, she really has a passion to be an administrator. And she continues to pray and wait for the Lord to open that door for her, even though it's been a rough kind of journey, I would say. Same with me with being a senior pastor. It hasn't been the easiest journey, but I continue to wait on the Lord. So who do you think you are? Who do you think I am? Ask God, ask yourself, ask other people. Passion plus skill equals success or happiness. And maybe it's none of these things. Maybe it's a more honest calling to serve, to love, to be a mom, to be a wife, to care for somebody else, to nurture, to assist, to help. And maybe it's a simpler thing. I do believe that as we mature in Christ, that our goal, excuse me, our goal becomes to serve, because that's who Jesus was. He didn't come to be a king or a prophet or a priest. He was all those things. He came to serve, to seek and save the lost. How? Well, obviously he had a unique calling, but I think that the heart of it all, it needs to be to serve, to love, to seek and save the lost through your skills and passion. So how are you seeking and saving the lost through your skills and passion? That's maybe the ultimate layer. Is your current set of skills and passion making a difference for Jesus, for the kingdom of God? Why not? Or how? Or if it is that something that you're thankful for? And if it isn't, then would you pray that God would open doors for you to be that light in the darkness? Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a little bit to think about. Thank you for being here. Please follow me. Please make sure that you subscribe to my podcast. I'm trying to grow my audience. So like, comment, subscribe. Maybe share this episode with somebody else who needs to know who they are. And thank you for being here. And I'll see you next time. Adios.